This is program number LW2549. Hey, Mom, I've got a message especially for you today. Hi, this is Larry West. I want to tell you about the meanest mother in all the world. At least that's what this fellow called his mother. Here's what he says. I have the meanest mother in all the world. She was so nosy, she insisted on knowing where we were all the time. Who are your friends? Where are you going? When will you be back? You won't believe it, but we had to be back the very time we said we would be back. It was like having a ball and chain around your leg. When we didn't do what was right, she would actually spank us, and not just once, but just about every time we disobeyed. In bed by 10, up by 7, she wouldn't let us skip school, even once in a while. She'd never lie and say we were sick, and it was work all the time. Wash the dishes, make the beds, cut the grass, learn to cook. She made us do all sorts of cruel and inhumane things. Mother sounded like a judge, for we always had to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, even if it killed us, and sometimes it nearly did. And here was the dumbest thing I ever heard. My mother refused to let us kids date before we were 16 years old. But I must admit, he goes on, because of my mother's demands, none of her children were ever arrested. We never got drunk. We never even smoked pot. Can you imagine? Then here's the way he closes his little article. He says, now, when my son and daughter come around, and in the struggle of the moment they call me mean, I just lean back, smile, and say, thanks, God, for giving me the example, for giving me the meanest mother in all the world. I must say that if that's what mean mothers are, God give us more of them. I've got a letter here, written to the chief of police in Wichita, Kansas, written by a mother. Here's what she says. Dear sir, to begin, I should first tell you that I have two teenage sons, and being a mother, I cannot help but want the very best for them. She says, now remember, she's writing to the chief of police. She says, I would like for you to be brutal with my sons. She says, if you find them speeding in a car, please be brutal. She says, I have sat in a hospital holding a grieving mother's hand because of someone's mistake. I have listened to my husband tell a wife her husband was just killed. I have attended funeral services for babies, teenagers, and adults because someone drove too fast. Then she says, if you catch my sons with liquor in their possessions, please be brutal. She says, I have tried to console a mother whose daughter was killed after being struck by a drunken driver. She says, if you find my sons committing any kind of immoral act or carrying any pornographic materials, please be brutal. She says, I have tried to comfort a mother whose beautiful daughter was criminally raped. I have listened to the sad cry of a young girl, pregnant but not married. She says, if you ever see my sons taking something that isn't theirs or willfully destroying property, please be brutal. I have wiped away a little boy's tears and helped him hunt for his stolen bicycle. Then she says, my husband and I have tried to teach our sons that their rights end where someone else's begin. We believe that they have learned their lesson, but in case they forget, we look to you and others who influence their lives, teachers, coaches, etc., to see that they remember. And if you must be brutal to remind them, then, she says, please be brutal. She says, I do not want my two sons to grow into grown-up babies. I want them to become men. And then she signs it, a mother's love. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the thing that's really mean and brutal is not caring enough to make certain demands. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Mom, you can't do that by accident. Speaking to the chief of police, this last mother said, we look to you and others who influence their lives to see that they remember. The Bible is the greatest influence in our lives. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. I think it will help. Why don't you write me for it? More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course. It is yours free. Let me help. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.